This evening's shiur is sponsored by Chesky Eider. We'd like to thank him. And the schus, besides everything else, should be a schus. He should join us more often. Parshas Vayera opens up with a very interesting event. Three malachim come to visit Avram Avinu and tell him a number of things. One of the messages that the malachim are coming to tell him is that his wife will have a child. She was 90 years old, he at the time was 99. Quite an obvious miracle, and the psukim are very clear that Sarah Imenu did not believe the news. The pasuk is very clear, Vatischak Sarah Bekir Balemor. Sarah laughed, Achrei Bolsi, I see the Edna, I'm an old woman, Vadoni Zokin, my master is old. Can't be, she laughed. Now obviously, when we're dealing with a woman of Sarah Imenu's stature, a Nevi'ah, it would be ridiculous to assume that she didn't believe Hashem was capable of doing this. Granted, it was a remarkable miracle, but these people, Avram, Sarah, lived with Nisim on a daily basis. And the Sfuna, in fact, explains that, of course, it was not a chasarn in her betochen, it wasn't a lack in her emunah, it wasn't that she didn't believe Hashem could, rather, she didn't believe these people. And the Sfuna explains very clearly why. The Sfuna says that she viewed these three people as dignitaries, maybe as Nevi'im, and she viewed the message that they were speaking as a bracha of a Navi, meaning she assumed that these words were coming from them, they were giving their bracha to her, and they were saying, you should have a child. Therefore, says the Sfuna, Sarah Imenu laughed because this type of event for an older woman to have a child at the age of 90 is such a powerful nace. It requires such a metamorphosis, a total, complete transformation, that it's the equivalent of Tchias HaMeisim. It's the same structural change as taking a dead person and bringing him back to life. The woman physically was incapable. And therefore, she assumed that, of course, their bracha, as great as it is, could not accomplish it. And the Sfuna says, she understood that their bracha might have a koach like Elisha, when Elisha had the oil continue to pouring. But this event, to take an old woman and make her young again, there are only two things that could possibly accomplish that. And that's either a direct intervention by Hashem, Hashem directly being involved, or, says the Sfuna, a tefillah that finds chen, that finds favor in Hashem's eyes. So it was not at all a lack of her betochen in Hashem's capacity, but rather she looked at these three people as powerful Nevi'im. Their bracha would be the equivalent of Elisha Hanavi's bracha. But the type of event of taking her, and again, she was totally barren, not just barren, she didn't have the case, she had no uterus. To do that type of transformation was something that only two powers on this earth can accomplish, either direct intervention by Hashem or a tefillah, a davening that finds favor in Hashem's eyes. Now, I think if we listen to the Sfuna a little bit, I think we see a very, very powerful, powerful lesson that may not be as obvious to the eye. Let's understand what's going on here. This woman understood that there were two diverse levels in Nisim. There is a nace on the level of Elisha. Now that nace, if you remember the story from Navi, what happened was, the Malbim explains that Ovadia hid 100 Nevi'im in a cave. These Nevi'im were very great people. They had no food. And Ovadia offered to supply them with their needs. He wasn't a wealthy man, so he took out a loan. He took out a loan and he supplied them with food, with water, whatever they needed. After a while, Ovadia died. The people from whom he borrowed the money came to collect the debt. The widow didn't have money to pay for it. So these people said, fine, we'll take your children, we'll take your two sons as avodim. And in fact, they collected their chov, they collected their debt by taking this woman's two sons as slaves. This woman comes running to Elisha Novi and says, this is travesty. my husband goes ahead and borrows money to save these Nevi'im's life. He doesn't have the money, he borrows, and then they take my children as slaves. So Elisha said, listen to me. I want you to go to your neighbors, and I want you to borrow kelim, jugs, pots, pans, anything that has a toch, anything that holds something. I want you to borrow and borrow and borrow, is fill up the house. Then Elisha took a jug of oil. He had everyone close the doors, and he began pouring the oil. He poured it into one jug. She took away that jug. She brought another one. He kept pouring and pouring from this little jug. He kept filling up pot after pot, jug after jug, until all of the vessels in the house were filled. He finally said, are there any more vessels? When she said no, the oil stopped pouring. Now, what do you say if you witness a miracle like that? I mean, oil from a little jug doesn't just propagate and continue pouring and pouring and pouring. It's an overt and obvious miracle. You fall on your face and you say, wow, that's a nes, that's a miracle, that's not shayach. What the Sforna is saying is that when Sari Menu looked at these three men, she assumed that they had the power of a Navi equivalent to Elisha. They could give a bracha that was unbelievable. But that wasn't powerful enough. What she needed was Trias HaMesim. Trias HaMesim is a much, much higher level of miracle, and these people couldn't accomplish that. What can?